from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Football—that's what Maryland does.
This is Dirt and Spray.
Are you a big man, Pop? I'm talking to you.
What?
You wake up in the morning, you start put on my big boy pants. You put on a little jacket, you go. You take your lunch because you got big boy pants on.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative. This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
We want to look to the future. We've got to tear down the past. Babe Ruth was nothing more than a fat old man with little girl legs.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080. The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and of course, youtube.com/1080. The Fan. Good morning, YouTube. Major League Baseball trade deadline is today, this afternoon. So we'll talk about some of the moves that have happened. The Mariners making a couple moves, though they lost to the Sox after sweeping the Sox from one sock to the other sock. So we'll talk a little baseball stuff. We'll dive into some quarterback stuff, some Dan Lanning conversation, and Ryan Clark an hour from now. But we start our second hour with Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com on Twitter, at Anthony Dasher 1. Anthony, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing fantastic.
Hey, thanks for hopping on with us, man. SEC Media Day was over a week ago. Just curious what your takeaways from SEC Media Day. Were you as annoyed about the Texas love as everybody else seemed to be given their first year in the conference?
Well, you kind of see that coming, I think, coming into this thing, being that it was in Dallas and all that, and all the people all over the Longhorns, and, of course, Oklahoma joining the league. And, yeah, it seemed like every coach who made their way to the podium was asked some question in some way, shape, or form about the new arrivals.
I'm curious. It's an interesting offseason. Georgia coming in feels like the consensus number one. I mean, almost everybody is picking Georgia to be number one preseason, if not be the leader in the national championship conversation. Pretty loaded team, but also a mix of a lot of things off the field. When we talk about Georgia, what have you made of the last, 2 to 3 weeks of Georgia football off the field?
It's been 2 or 3 weeks. Kirby Smart wishes he probably would not have had to deal with. There's no question, about that. Just call it what it is. I mean, I start with the driving issue. That's the main thing going on right now. Reckless driving, guys going 75 miles per hour in the 45 in downtown Athens. Not good. There's no other way to say it. And of course, this past week, wide receiver Rob Thomas, is arrested as a second-degree child abuse charge levied on him. He's still in jail as we speak right now. So it's been the off-the-field issues are a problem. There's no doubt about that. I mean, Coach Smart, I think he's doing what he can. They've had tons of you know, educational, you know, programs for the players week in, week out. And they're even beginning now to find guys to the collective. So, I mean, guys will get hit in the pocketbook for some of these things that are going wrong. But ultimately, players are going to have to start taking accountability for their actions. And that's right now, if you're from the outside looking in, that's not happening.
Yeah, I'm curious about that, what you've made of his reaction to all of this. Because, you know, Anthony, we're talking with Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com, Georgia coming in, number one preseason, also having some off-the-field issues. He comes in. Saban's gone. He kind of feels like maybe potentially the new face voice of college football. He has like a jokingly line about Dan Lanning and the Nike stuff. And,
yeah,
you know, he worked with Lanning and all that. So he comes in as kind of the new Saban-ish, but he's got all of these things. I'm curious what you've made of his reaction to it. And how's the university responding to this stuff?
Well, don't mind me just saying it this way. Kirby is pissed. I mean, this stuff is not, you know, what he's about. It's not what he's trying to want the program to be about. It's not what he's teaching. As far as the university response goes, been pretty much, pretty much that. I mean, nobody is happy with what's going on. They're trying to find a way to keep it from happening. There have been suspensions. I think that's kind of a misnomer that a coach has not suspended player for some of the issues he has. For example, I mean, Trevor Etienne, the running back, was arrested, a couple of months ago, some driving-related issues. I fully suspect he's going to have to sit out the opener, against Clemson and Mercedes-Benz for those actions. So, that's just what they're trying to get a handle on. What exactly? I mean, other than just flat kicking players off the team for a first offense driving offense or driving issues. I mean, I'm not sure what he can do. So, continue to educate and help guys, finally get the message.
Is there any, I guess I haven't seen it, so I guess I just ask you, since you cover the conference and the team, have we heard anything about Sankey diving into any of this stuff or addressing it?
No, when he's been asked, he's left it. He leaves it up to the universities. And like I said, Georgia has a very specific student-athlete handbook, what happens to guys, young ladies, student-athletes, when they cross the line, when they break the rules. And those punishments are adhered to. It's just I'm not sure if it's a combination of with NIL, guys have fast cars, guys want to see how fast they can go. Obviously they can't do that. It's having a hard time getting through their heads that this stuff is wrong. They've just got to quit doing it. Especially considering just 2 years ago that a player was killed
for
some of the same stuff, reckless driving, cost someone their life. And one of the guys who was pulled over, I guess about 6 months ago, was actually pulled over like a half a mile where this happened. So guys just are not getting the message. They're just trying to find a way to get these guys to understand you can't do this. It's a problem right now. That's what the coach is trying to figure out.
Anthony Dasher is our guest here. UGASports.com on Twitter, at Anthony Dasher 1. How have you get a glimpse into the Georgia Bulldog fans on a daily basis. How have they responded, you think, to all of this stuff?
Well, dealing with fans, I mean, you can get different responses, that. Some fans want to blame the police. Why are they picking on poor innocent football players for speeding? Boys will be boys. You hear some of that sometimes. But then you got others who are very upset what's happening, putting a blight on the university, making the school, if you're a graduate of UGA, it's making you look bad, and people don't like when they go to work to hear rival fans put down their school of how things are going in Athens right now. So you kind of get a little bit of a mixed bag, but I think everybody understands that what's going on can't continue to happen. But it just sometimes I think fans get frustrated; they want to lay blame, and sometimes I don't think that blame is placed quite where it should be.
Well, you mentioned some of the things they've had off the field. Ra-Ra Thomas, the latest one, with multiple charges against him. There was a lot of talk that he was going to be pretty instrumental in what they were offensively, and I mean no disrespect to the off-the-field things and people impacted in their lives with this stuff, but on the field, how this team looks, given you mentioned ETN, and now we got Ra-Ra, and like how this team just like from a on the field, what has been impacted in what they're losing or what they don't have right now?
Obviously losing someone like ETN for the first game is going to hurt. But, again, Georgia has some pretty good depth across the board. I mean, so even with some of these losses, you know, they're incurring either through suspension or whatnot. They've got guys, capable players, who I expect will be able to step in and compete. I mean, you mentioned Ra-Ra Thomas. He was I think I might have had him in my preseason depth chart. I think I had him as a second team guy. But they've got 7, 8, 9 other receivers who have received extensive playing time. Many of those have started, you know, games, and they Georgia brought in 3 transfers over this past season. So even though they've had some guys missing and probably will have some other guys absent for the first week or so, I think they've got the depth to cover it.
What is your expectations for Carson Beck? He's got a lot of preseason Heisman conversation around his name. Obviously, Dylan Gabriel with Oregon up here, getting kind of similar stuff. What do we know about Carson Beck and how ready he is to kind of lead Georgia? Which is interesting because we talk about Georgia as if they didn't, you know, they had a letdown year. They lost one game and they just lost it at the worst possible time and get left out of the playoff. Maybe they were the best team in football last year. Carson Beck now is kind of the leader and getting a lot of the attention for Georgia.
Yeah, well, last year the question was with Carson, how would he perform in a true road game? He didn't play a true road game last year until they went down to Auburn and won that one. This year, it's the question is, can he do it again? Can he be better? And just everything, you know, in talking to people within the program, talking to Carson himself, talking to Carson's teammates, he's taking it that next step to, to borrow a cliche, right there. And Carson, I think, with the weapons around him, has a chance to be, I think, more effective than last season. Even losing a guy like Brock Bowers, who was best tight end I've ever seen in 20-plus years of covering the program. But they added a guy like Benjamin Urosek, who was at Stanford, the past 4 seasons. He's going to come in and make a big contribution. So they've got, again, plenty of weapons. Carson, I think, with his experience, he's a very level-headed guy. I'm expecting a big year from him, and whatever success Georgia has this year is going to depend on him.
What team in the SEC would scare Georgia the most? Not that Georgia's going to be scared, per se, but what team maybe has the best challenge or ability to push Georgia off of the SEC mantle?
Well, I'm obviously Alabama. I mean, and even though they have the coaching change with Kellen DeBoer, that's going to be a tough game in Tuscaloosa, but I think the one game that everybody's kind of really got their eye on is that game in October at Texas. You know, first time going off to for Georgia to play to play a game. Tremendous hype around that one. Coach O'Keefe has another great, I think, team again this year, and that's going to be a crazy environment, and that's going to be one, I think, that Georgia can get by that one. Then I'll probably say yeah, and then kind of mark them down maybe for a national championship run.
Anthony, we appreciate the time. I'll get you out of here with this one, man, because I do. I know you're super busy. If they have one more incident, I'm just curious, like, is there a threshold here for the university with Kirby and potentially maybe getting suspended or getting in trouble in any way? Because it's one thing to not have you can't control what guys do in cars, for sure. It seems to be happening to them the most of all the programs in college football. And so I'm curious, is there a point for the university where they have to step in with Kirby Smart here?
I don't see that happening, unless it's something, again, somebody, God forbid, dies, something of that nature. But no, I don't think you'll see, Coach. Because, again, I really don't know what else he could possibly be doing right now, short of just, kicking guys off the team for first offense, driving issues. Let me be perfectly clear. I'm certainly not condoning what's happening. Kirby is not done what's happening, with the team. They just got to find some answer. But, no, I don't think he's in any kind of a danger of being censored, anything of that kind.
All right, there we go. Anthony Dasher, UGA Sports. You can find him on Twitter at Anthony Dasher1. A little check-in with Georgia's very interesting offseason. Also, the SEC season, it's going to be a fascinating one with Georgia kind of coming in as number one preseason. But you got Texas, Alabama. We'll see what LSU is going to be. Anthony, thanks for the time out west. We appreciate it, my man.
My pleasure.
All right, there we go. Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com. I want to talk a little bit about this. Some interesting notes there. Also, this guy with Kirby Smart and Georgia being in the headlines, this guy really kind of catapulting himself to the top. We'll dive into some NFL quarterback conversation, and we'll talk MLB trade deadline, which is this afternoon. So we'll get to all that coming up next on The Fan. Brothers and sisters, All right, we got a lot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Got more to get into today. Get to the MLB trade deadline. My team's looking to bring back 2021 mojo. Not really sure that's the way to go, but you know what? They've been pretty good, so I'll roll with it. They lost to the Brewers yesterday.
The Phillies got shelled by the Yankees.
Chisholm!
Yeah. Welcome to New York.
Judge
third base.
Judge has 39 dingers. Judge is going to hit
99 RBI.
Unbelievable.
He's got two more days to get 100 before August starts.
I did my gambling show with Ortner on Sunday, and we talked a little baseball on it, and he was like, can you really trust Aaron Judge? And I went, that's like one of the only things I can trust on that team.
Yeah, it's making sure everybody around him is enough of a threat they don't start walking him every time. That's what you got to do. Chisholm's there for.
He is unbelievable.
Put somebody on base in front of him.
God, he hit a home run yesterday. It was just like Michael Kay didn't want to do it, but it was just like a no-brainer. It's gone. Like, you almost didn't even, he built up to it, and it's going back. Like, nope, that's gone. As soon as he hits it. What did you think of Anthony Dasher? He sounds like a man kind of exhausted by all of this. And I think a lot of Georgia Bulldog fans are too. They have had over 20 plus car-related incidents happen just since Jalen Carter's incident 2 years ago. Ra-Ra Thomas came out, I think, at the end or mid of our show on Friday. And the one thing that I saw was Kirby has talked about some of this stuff, but on Ra-Ra Thomas, it was a leak that he was suspended indefinitely. It wasn't even Kirby Smart. We are seeing a modern-day Florida-Miami situation with probably the best program in college football. And
You know, this has a big Urban Meyer at Florida feel to it.
Well, it does. And I think the other part of this, too, is I'm sure they're going to somehow make this kind of disgusting. And it's a rally cry for them. And they're like, oh, we'll be doubted. We'll be questioned. I'm like, well, you guys have had a lot of bad off the field incidents. This is also one of those things, Swag, that I wonder if it derails you a little bit. Not that they're going to lose a bunch of games. They're Georgia. They have way more stars than everybody. But to try to figure some of this stuff out, the noise can be so loud sometimes. Kirby is dealing with, well, he's dealing with distraction. He's got guys in his locker room that he can't count on to be level-headed off the field. And so now he's got all this off-the-field stuff he's concerning himself with. The university, as Anthony Datcher said, probably he's not going to do anything to Kirby Smart. But it's gotten to a point, Swag, where you can't be ignoring this stuff anymore. It's too many of these incidents. Rah-Rah Thomas, the latest one.
Yeah, and this is, and your question was, how much heat is there from the university? Because that's really the only thing that's going to come down on them. Either the SEC starts poking their nose around and says, we're going to take some action of some sort by suspending players or whatever, or the university says, we like the championships and the money, but none of that is worth all of the press that's about to come our way, so clean it up or we'll start over. Short of that, I don't know what else, and especially as we move more to their flat-out employees, and they have agents, and they're going to have contracts and revenue sharing and whatever else is coming down the road, the only thing he can do is just not play guys. And if he starts to get that reputation, because you have to recruit, there's not a draft, there's not contracts, there's not, you know, the NIL, they might be losing out money, but that doesn't have the same effect as when the NFL fines and suspends guys.
It's not an important part of college football. Ducks
exactly. It's like that's all bonus gravy stuff they're getting.
It is, and you know.
Okay, if I don't get as much, I don't get as much. Oh well.
Dasher also like you know
the university is banned for everything.
They got
for
money in sports cars, and I'm like, well, yeah, but you guys are the only university that seem to have this problem. What I find interesting, and it's not an important football thing of this. It's a real interesting time with coaches who are being open and honest, right? We got Prime. Matt Rhule's pretty cool. Dan Lanning is having himself a moment here going into this season. Their consensus top five consensus. Maybe the second or third pick team to win the Big Ten. Some people might have him winning the conference. And he did his media day stuff yesterday. This coming after the Big Ten media stuff and coming after him doing a million national interviews, McAfee, he did a podcast with Klatt. Not that, like, winning is ultimately what will decide this stuff.
Yes.
Saban's gone, and Smart has the titles to back it and the cachet in that regard. Dan Lanning kind of just sitting here is kind of one of the forefront-facing coaches of the sport in his 30s. And Kirby Smart's dealing with off-the-field issues and can't really talk much because how do you not talk about what's going on off the field with your program?
Right.
Whereas Dan Lanning's going in there going, I got a guy that's concerned that his dog just died. You know, he's giving great tributes to his players that have passed away recently. Yep. He's coming in with high expectations
and talent. It's not that Oregon's been without incidents.
No, I know. But in the Lanning era,
they're here and there. They're not one after another.
100%. But I'm just saying, like, right now in the moment,
he's filling the void.
He's filling a void for college football coaching machines, for sure.
Yep. A lot of the spotlight, the national spotlight, has never been brighter for Oregon moving into a conference that is of more interest to more people across the nation for college football.
Yeah.
He's a great soundbite, but he also backs it up if you get into a discussion with him about, you know, kind of his philosophy and what matters and how you build a program and talking about football and all those things. He will go into it with you. He's everything right now. And then, you know, he's got a university that's willing to put a 30-foot inflatable duck in a river in Indianapolis. So,
he's got one of the best marketing departments in sports. Yeah. It's not just college football. They know how to strike and make a point to themselves. What do you think the university, like if he has another incident, Kirby Smart, should the university step in?
Maybe
like at
not,
what point is this going to be problematic for him?
Not publicly, because then it just that creates more noise and nonsense. But certainly somebody from the administration, high up in the administration office, is walking over to curb somebody that doesn't have to make an appointment.
Yeah, they just walks in.
They walk in hey, and go, Kirby, that's enough.
Yeah.
The next one, we are publicly doing something. I don't know what it is, but clean it up immediately now, or we're going to start expelling kids out of here off your program.
It's not a good look for them, and you don't want this kind of noise and attention when camp is about to start, and we're, what, we're 3 weeks, 4 weeks away from the first football games.
Yeah, 24th.
That's crazy. Football is here. The season's about to start. Fall camps are opening up, and Georgia continues to deal.
And this is the worst time because we don't have football, but we're craving football, and anything related to football that is sexy is going to get all sorts of play.
It is. And fall camp opening up, we're going to have a lot of local teams to talk about. Oregon State, Oregon. We'll keep track of the Huskies and what's going up there. The Cougs, we got all our local teams we'll be kind of following around as they gear up for their seasons. But and the Big Ten being revamped, the SEC having Oklahoma and Texas in it now. It's a fascinating season for sure, and there's a lot of moving parts to it. But Georgia in the headlines right now for all of the wrong reasons, reminding us of teams from the 90s and the 2000s and teams that just have off-the-field issues. That's what Georgia currently is right now, 20-plus arrests. Just since Jalen Carter was there 2 years ago, and the latest was Ra-Ra Thomas with child endangerment, which is...
Yeah, that's God, that's a whole different issue.
That's an entirely different level.
Car stuff is just...
Let's not belittle car stuff, but...
No, it's dangerous and reckless.
Speeding tickets are stupid, but this
It seems like that you can systemically clean up pretty quick.
Well, I would have thought after the first couple post Jalen Carter swag, you would be right. So, and they've had 20.
The question is, and I haven't gone into all of them, how many of them are occurring while players are essentially in the campus area versus how many are, okay, did they go home? Are they in their hometowns or sort of thing?
How many are going on the country roads out of Atlanta and in the back roads of Athens and just
so,
hitting?
Well, but if the player goes home to see his family for whatever break they have, that sort of thing, I was like, okay, as opposed to things that are happening on campus where you would think people got eyes on people when you're on campus.
Yeah.
Those guys can't go anywhere without somebody knowing who they are.
We'll talk with Ryan Clark, some college football with him coming up at the top of the hour at 8 a.m. That'll be the Daily Ticker today. Don't forget the Mail Sack coming up at 8:15. So get those Mail Sack questions in. Any and all questions are welcome at the Mail Sack at the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. We'll get to the Mail Sack at 8:15. Dirt and Sprague back with quarterback chatter in the National Football League. The pads are on today. We'll talk about it next on The Fan. All right, we'll get to the Mail Sack at 8:15. Ryan Clark will join us, OregonLive.com. We'll double-dip our chip. Duck camp starts tomorrow, and then the Timbers cannot lose anymore. So we'll talk with Ryan Clark on some football segment. Football. Listeners keep noting that you're saying Justin Thomas in your updates with the Mariners in relation to Justin Turner. So you talk about having a little bit of indie brain, some fog hazing. I think you're really on the golf right now. And so, yes, he can drive the ball quite a bit far, but I don't think they got Justin Thomas on that roster. I think it was former Dodger great Justin Turner you keep alluding to, Swag. Thank you to the text police on that one. Let's talk some quarterback stuff. Pads are on today. Huh? Fall camp here. We got training camp going underway. NFL, the pads are on us at
Kirkers. Pads are coming on.
God, I love when the pads get on. That's when the men decide things. And quarterback, quite a conversation right now. Pittsburgh, probably one of the more interesting ones because they were a playoff team last year.
Yes.
I know we don't remember them because, well, nobody picked them to
beat
Buffalo.
They were the last one in, I believe,
the
AFC.
Because of tiebreakers. And they brought in both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Now, they've named Russ the starter going in, but he's been hurt lately, and so Fields is getting a lot of the one action. I saw one of the ESPN reporters this morning say basically hasn't really done enough to prove he should get the job, but he's healthy and he's playing. We'll see what happens here. I still maintain Russ probably starts, but Fields by like week five just ends up getting the go.
And I don't know if Tomlin, I'm trying to think back when they were in between. I mean, he had Roethlisberger for so long.
They've struggled post-Roethlisberger.
Has he been inclined to use two quarterbacks? I'm trying to remember.
He kept going back and forth with Mason and then Kenny Two Gloves, and then he went back to Mason.
But in a game, like if Wilson...
No, I don't believe so.
I don't think he does that either.
Not without injury being a part of it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Where he's like, all right, Russ isn't, this isn't going. Let's put Fields in and see if we can use his legs or something like that to shake things up.
I still don't understand why you do Russell Wilson. I've seen enough.
Well,
from
it's from this point. The thing with Russ is if you're going to have him, then he sort of has to, because once you bench him, then he's done. Like, just wave him at that
point. You don't think he's done at this point? The Denver thing
could
was
be
so bad.
He
got benched in Denver.
I know.
So they think they're going to
regain
that
confidence?
As
far as your roster maintenance as a GM,
yeah.
If Tomlin's not going to play him, like if he benches, it's like I got to waive him. I got to send him out.
You're paying him nothing.
Yeah.
Denver's the
paying the
tab.
Boat, so there's no point. Now, is he good insurance if Fields does get hurt? Because he is likely to run around out there, and if he takes a shot, and I don't know what else they got after him.
Well, I think
they have a rookie?
I think it would be Mason Rudolph, wouldn't it? Or did he go somewhere else?
I don't know if he was able, if he got...
I hear what you're saying on his confidence, but like, if Russell Wilson got benched for Justin Fields, and Fields goes out there and then gets hurt and Russ has to go back, if Russ can't give it a go because his confidence is shot, his career's
cooked. Then he's done, yeah. Yeah.
Then just get out of the league.
Exactly.
Like, that's the point you'd be at. Fields is younger. He costs you actually a little more than Russ, but he doesn't cost you a whole lot. We'll have to wait and see on that stuff. I know they've pointed out Arthur Smith's offense and how Russell Wilson kind of fits the prototype quarterback that they want for it. We'll see. Fields is the better athlete right now. He's younger. If there's any upside to be hit, you got to hit there. We know Pittsburgh's defense is going to be good. We know that they're going to be hovering right in that, you know, that one of those final wild card spots. It's just what they are. They're consistent in that regard. Jordan Love and Tua got paid.
Yes.
Tua a little cheaper than Jordan Love, 53.1 to 55. Jordan Love is now the highest paid player in NFL history, and I understand the Tua concerns and questions. I've just been noting, it's interesting, like, how convinced we are Jordan Love is the real deal, and I'm picking him to win the division. I'm picking Jordan Love to have a good year. He hasn't even played a very full... He's had one season under his belt, yeah. And we're just convinced.
18 starts? Or
I think 18 career starts.
Something like that.
Yeah. Somewhere in that ballpark, and he is the highest paid player in NFL history.
I don't know. I guess the desperation of NFL teams to have a quarterback that you believe can take your team to the ultimate prize is one, a scarcity, and two, yeah, when you think you found one, you can't let him go.
No, the alternative is to be worse, and you don't want to be worse.
So that there, I mean, it's a, you know, it's pure supply and demand economics of it's the skill set is so scarce.
Yes. It's a delicate, ecosystem there, the quarterbacks. It's not shocking they got paid. I mean, this is what it is now.
I mean, the number
is
gaudy. So the bigger question is, when are NFL teams going to, who are going to be the ones? Will it be Dallas?
Well, Dallas is on the clock right now with Dak.
Will they just let Dak go? And will somebody hold the line?
But who, I mean, like when you're talking
about
playoffs.
Will teams start to see, if the Chiefs put together a couple of more with Mahomes making $40 million with his deal, over the next 3 or 4 years, and they're able to keep more key pieces than other teams who have $55 and eventually $60 million quarterbacks can keep, will that be the signal to NFL owners, okay, we got to hold the line somewhere with these quarterbacks?
Hold the line, and then what? You cost yourself the quarterback, and you're having to restart with a rookie that you hope is just as good.
Look, NFL owners collude all the time. We understand that. It's not...
I think the Mahomes example, it's the Brady thing. It's a one-off, man. Like, these guys aren't going to say, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes money. How many Jalen Brunsons exist?
Well, but what he got, like a 12-year deal or a 15-year deal or something?
I think it was a 10-year deal for half a billy. He's restructured it, I think. I think his average is somewhere in the 45 range.
Okay. So as opposed to a five, what are they getting? 4 and 5 year deals in the last year is, you know, they can opt out sort of thing. If you find the guy and you say, we want you to be here, we're going to give you 10, 12 years security, not at the highest average.
That's a lot, man. Nobody's making Mahomes off the field money either. That's the underrated part of this. Like, I saw Barnwell wrote a piece on Purdy. Purdy might be in line for 5 years, $300+ million.
Well, I guess this goes then back to the individual players as the dollar amount, the specific dollar amount continues to go up, and the new TV deals and the salary cap continues to go up. At what point is, you know, is what point $45 million a year for 8-9 years enough for a guy?
Didn't we say this in the 30s? We said this in the 40s. Like, at what point do you stop asking that question? That's not how this is operating.
I don't know.
And I don't think teams are going to be able to collude enough to say, hey, we're not paying more than $58 a year. These guys are commanding big dollar. If Dallas doesn't want to pay Dak, Dak's already basically like, hey, I see legends all the time that don't end with the team they were drafted by.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to go.
The reports are he'll make over $60 million a year.
Yes.
The question is how long a deal he will get.
And you can question that all you want. At least he's given me division title or regular season success. Yeah. Like, Trevor Lawrence got $55 a year coming off of an awful season.
In a certain regard, it's just stupid.
It is stupid, but it's important
I also
to
say,
have that position
locked up. That's what the market, the NFL teams have to spend. There is a floor. They have to spend a certain amount of money.
They do.
And it's just the market. We fund this. Our fandom when it comes to the NFL is totally irrational, and we fund this. We allow this to happen.
If you have a quarterback, though, that you like or is good, you're not saying don't pay the guy.
No.
You want him. You want that contract signed ASAP. Which quarterback of the three that were signed this offseason is going to have the most success? Lawrence, Love, or Tua? Because Love had the numbers.
Over the duration of their contract?
No, this is next season.
Or just this next season?
Because I think a lot of these contracts kick in the following year.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to get the one more year before the contract hits to go, oh no, that's going to be 53 next year.
My instincts tell me it'll be Jordan Love. I think the NFC Central is pretty weak this year.
You mean the NFC North?
Or NFC North.
Look at you going baseball on me.
It used to be the Central a long time ago, the Norris Division.
There you go.
I'm still, you know.
You're old school.
Getting the cobwebs
up. I appreciate that about you.
I think that's the weakest of those divisions.
Okay.
And I think he's got the
most. You think
most...
the Packers and the Lions and the Bears, three of the four teams, is the weakest division?
I think the Bears are still, they're going to be a work in progress.
What about the South? Colts just lost their premier edge rusher. Shout out David Douglas on that one. We don't know what Anthony Richardson's going to be. The Texans are the hot thing, but like that isn't always a concrete. The South is pretty weak.
Yeah. I think the Packers have more.
What about the East?
Around him.
Who's good? I mean, are you sure the Jets are good? That they're going to be good? The Patriots seem like they're a disaster. And the Bills are kind of starting over at receivers. So
The Bills are desperate this year.
The Dolphins have at least been consistent in the regular season.
They will.
So.
I think the Packers have the most.
I like the Packers a lot.
Solid roster around him.
Okay, that's a fair point. Quarterback's getting paid. Training camp is here. The pads are on. Everybody's getting ready. The pads are on now, so we'll see what happens. Colts suffered a massive injury. We'll dabble in a little NFL stuff as well. Coming up next, MLB trade deadline. Some wheeling and dealing going on in baseball. Get to that crunch time next on The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure?
Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
All right, it is crunch time in Major League Baseball. The trade deadline ends at 3 o'clock Pacific today. And some teams have been moving and grooving, baby, wheeling and dealing, trying to be better in Major League Baseball. I saw the Mariners got out to a 12-1 deficit yesterday against the Red Sox.
Yeah, not a good outing for Logan Gilbert. He was done, did not get out of the third. He gave up, I don't know how many of those he gave up.
Seven earned runs. He pitched 2.2 innings. And the Red Sox, they went from sweeping the White Sox to getting bludgeoned by the Red Sox.
Yeah, they were just, it was, you know, they were having fun just taking aim at the Green Monster.
Nice game for Randy Rosarena.
Yeah. Was that his first one, or did he play in Sunday's?
That was his first one.
Yeah.
That was his first home run.
He got a home run, and he was out there, and we'll see.
They added Turner.
They did add Turner.
Any life left in Justin Turner?
Well, I saw something that he had started to, I mean, his big issue late in his career with the Dodgers and then Toronto, he was one of those guys that just couldn't stay healthy for whatever reason, but he had picked it up. He was, his bat got hot over the last few weeks, but he's got great plate discipline, so he's not going to be somebody, that's what they're hoping, is to cut down their strikeouts, getting some quality at-bats. The Mariners tended to try to swing from their heels constantly, and I think they're either first or second in most strikeouts.
Friday, going into Friday's show, Thursday night, when Rosarena was announced. By the way, Ryan Clark will join us coming up here at the top of the hour. We'll get to the mail sack. So mail sack questions need to be had at the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Mariner fan was pretty jacked out of their mind Friday. We talked about the Mariners getting Randy Rosarena. Schultze was super excited. Even though Rosarena wasn't having as great a year statistically, it's still a relatively big name. That's a former Rookie of the Year, an ALCS MVP. People were excited about Randy Rosarena and what he could be. They add Justin Turner to it. My Bravos are trying to go 2021 mojo,
baby.
Yeah,
they picked up Soler.
They brought in Soler, the MVP of the World Series. They also brought in Luke Jackson, formerly of their pitching staff. Obviously, Baltimore added some pitching. Philly, who really hasn't had a closer all year, it's been a committee thing for them largely. They added somebody. The Yankees went and got the Chiser, Jazz Chisholm, out of Miami. Let's see. The Brewers added pitching.
Yeah, Dodgers got a reliever.
Yeah, three-way Kopech. Trade. The
big question will be, can somebody offer enough to pry Blake Snell free?
The Astros got Kikuchi.
They got Kikuchi.
That makes them feel better.
They after their series right on the heels of the Mariners, and so I think they're sensing, okay, if we make one or two moves, we can pull away down the stretch.
Is there one team made a move for you that changes much? Because I don't know if I've changed how I feel about the overall, AL, NL stuff.
I think the Yankees picking up Chisholm is
Chisholm
a big deal, because if he can provide some protection at the top of the lineup for Soto and Judge,
get on base for
get
those
on
guys.
Base yeah. and that, will keep teams from just being able to pitch around or try to pitch around those guys. And then, never playing third base, what he did there on his first game at third base was pretty ridiculous. So if he can provide them a little bit of defensive stability as well, and maybe they won't have to endure some of the other guys on the infield that they've had to endure.
Yeah.
I think that could be a huge thing for them.
I saw there's arms available. Flaherty is available in Detroit. He seems like a likely candidate to get moved, whether that's staying in the division of the Central with the Guardians, going to the NL to the Brewers.
And then the other Braves, starting pitcher in Chicago, and his name escapes me at the moment.
Give me a second here. I'll try to look it up.
Young kid.
I know Snell might be available. The Giants seem like they're selling off parts.
Yeah, but it's going to take an offer.
Yeah.
You're going to,
they want prospects.
Yeah.
Finnegan. I'm trying to see the Cubs. I don't see the one from the Cubs.
Crochet.
Yeah,
the White Sox.
Yeah, literally rolled right past it. Yeah, there you go. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Yeah, with the White Sox, I said the Cubs. Deadline's interesting in baseball. It's not quite the basketball level, but you've got teams that have added talent, people excited about it. And does it change your fortunes a whole lot? I mean, sometimes it does if you make the right move. Keeping it somewhat hyper-local, I'll be curious to see how this works out with Houston going and getting an arm and Seattle adding offense to a lineup that desperately needs bats. Just needs them in the worst way.
They do. They got to quit striking out. They got to put some, you know, some big inning rallies. When they get, you know, once you get guys on base, then, you know, you have some guys with some punch. But if Rosarena can consistently get on base, if Turner can draw walks and get on base, they will give you some home runs eventually. But they got to quit having Julio come up and Raleigh come up with two outs and nobody on.
Give me an idea how tough the AL East is. The Rays are third in that division. The Blue Jays are the worst.
And the Rays are selling everything.
They're over 500.
I know.
It's just like, not good enough. We're out. We're going to restart this thing again for the umpteenth time.
They need to finish and get their stadium. I think it's all done, but
like they've had really good run as a franchise. They haven't had a World Series.
You talk about their player development and acquisition and talent evaluation and all that.
But this is where it sucks, right?
But you're in that division.
Yeah. Yeah, you're against juggernauts.
You're in the AL Central, the NL Central. Yeah, you could probably get away with that.
It's ridiculous. Ryan Clark covers the Oregon Ducks. Talks Timbers. He will join us coming up next. That was Crunch Time, brought to you in the fan by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.99 a month. Beaverton, Alloa Division, Vancouver, multiple locations. Visit him at crunch.com. Ryan Clark, the Oregonian, joins us coming up here. Up next, Daily Ticker, top of the hour on the fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.